Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this special episode of The Sounds of Zeitness. It's weird how that started
keep
out
going,
with vocals, but then it became an instrumental when I forgot.
This is the Phil Collins silent version where he's just playing the steel drums to it.
That was courtesy of Miguel Saavedra, and that's Jamie Love.
Hi.
I'm
hello.
Jack O'Brien.
You're Jack O'Brien.
Is what's trending.
And here's what's trending today.
I like that intro because it feels like something that would be on a local TV station or something.
Yeah. Well, we have all sorts of local TV station stuff to talk about today.
Yeah, we do. But first up, let's talk about Herman Cain. Herman Cain.
Herman.
So he went to that Tulsa rally, the famous, infamous Tulsa rally, the Trump one, that caused a lot of people to test positive, was already before it happened causing people to test positive for coronavirus. Herman Cain has been hospitalized with COVID-19. So
as of this recording, he's not on a respirator. It's not extremely serious. I don't even know what to say about this trend. Like, this is a trend that's kind of like fucking duh. Like,
fucking duh. Yes.
My commentary on this trend is fucking duh.
He went without a mask too as a statement.
No.
Yeah.
What is he saying? What is that? The statement is, I would like to get sick.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm Republican, man, and that is so important to me. I will die for it.
Yay!
Or it's, I have a pretty mouth. Look at my pretty mouth.
Yeah. You can't really take in the full picture until you see my mask. I mean, obviously, I don't wish any harm on him, but this is a real fucking duh story.
Yeah, it's a real duh. Yeah. It's a real duh. I do wonder, like, how is this being covered? How is this information being greeted? How is this entire second spike being greeted in the media that, you know, in the Q circles, amongst QAnon, amongst the people who thought we were all panicking way too much?
Yeah, I guess I don't have enough Qs in my life. to know. I'm very curious because I mean the president is oscillating on his, like, he said sometime today or last night that he's like, oh no, masks are fine by me, cool, great. And so it's like the constant,
never said anything bad about masks,
right, just like backpedaling now that it's affecting people close to him. I mean the logic is truly untrackable to the point where I feel there is none.
Pence's like whole take had been that this was okay because the death rate was so much lower this time around. But that was purely based on the fact that it was like early stages and young people were getting it, but it was still spreading exponentially through the community. So that like anybody could have told you that wasn't going to last. And now, Arizona just had a record day in terms of deaths from coronavirus, and I'm sure that is not going to be the worst of it. So immediately revised his statement for being completely full of shit, or stopped saying it at the very least.
Until it becomes convenient again to return to that, and then I'm sure he will.
Anyway, shout out to Herman Cain. Hopefully he survives this, comes out, and is an advocate
and has the first good take of his life.
I know. Oh man. Clone High is trending. This is a animated show I knew about but did not watch when it was on. Tell me
about
it.
This is a kind of fun one. So we talked about Reboot on Trends yesterday too, where basically what this says to me is that MTV is going to reboot old properties instead of investing in new ones, which I find to be personally depressing. But I really like Clone High. And if you haven't seen the original show, I think it was on in like the early 2000s, I think. It's the first like Lord and Miller project ever, and they went on to do they most recently did Into the Spider-Verse, but they did like the 21 and 22 Jump Street. They've done a lot of stuff, but this was their first show, and it is really funny. It stars Will Forte. And it was a cute little show that lasted for a season. Most of the episodes are on YouTube, and it actually feels kind of where I was I don't know if Beavis and Butthead makes sense for a current reboot, and it's kind of depressing to be like, oh, and now they talk about Zoomer stuff. I feel like Clone High actually could make sense as a reboot. So, sure.
What are your thoughts on Will Forte?
I love him.
Do you like MacGruber?
I do like MacGruber.
MacGruber is it's one a classic. Of my favorite movies. I love that movie so much.
It's absolutely a classic.
And I'm so glad to hear you like it. That makes me happy for some reason.
It's so good.
I did not know that they started with that show, though. Lord and Miller.
I think that they were like in their like late 20s or something, and it was like their first thing.
And is the premise that it's like a high school with all sorts of historical figures cloned?
Yeah. So the lead character is Abe Lincoln. And so Will Forte plays Abe Lincoln. And there's like Cleopatra is there. JFK is like the jock. Joan of Arc is there. And she's like a goth girl, and it's super silly, and not all the original series probably did not age the best, but it is, I feel like it's an updatable concept that will be good. I'm excited.
Awesome. Masks are trending. Have you seen this? Ooh. Have you heard about this?
You heard about these masks?
Not in the Kane household, but they are trending elsewhere because there was a recent study, I guess in the past few days, that was released that ranked the different like mask styles in terms of how well they suppress a sneeze. With bandana, which I have been occasion to use. I've had occasion to use when I didn't used, have another mask.
Yeah, I used a bandana or two early on, or if all my other masks are stinky or dirty.
Yeah, yeah. They say worst one. So
okay, good.
Normal sneeze travels 8 feet. The droplets travel 8 feet. Gross. Okay. With a bandana on, it travels 3 feet. So improvement, but not that much of an improvement. Then they have the folded handkerchief, which is not a mask that I...
That's not a mask solution recognize. I'm familiar with.
Yeah, me neither. That one's the second worst. It's about a foot and a half.
Okay.
And then the best is cone mask. Cone mask is... I think it's just like your standard, like, you know, all the masks that are designed to be masks.
The fabric mask, like with the folds and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think I think that is the one that it's like it's way better. It's like 2 inches the sneeze goes. So
wow,
wear a mask.
And everyone's making such beautiful masks too. There's no, it's you can make a statement with this shit.
You must. Super producer Anna Hosnier. Super producer Anna Hosnier makes the coolest masks, y'all.
It's true, yeah.
And finally, we wanted to check back in with the Jersey Mike story. Jersey Mike saga, started by Yasser Lester with a tweet. that So we talked about this on... today's episode, I guess it was. I think Danny Fernandez. Right.
Yes, it was today. So it's continued to grow. Like I truly love where this story went. So there is now I think it's a local New Jersey local news broadcast that has covered this story accurately, saying like it's not like they fell for it or anything. Right. They say like it's this poor reporter who looks like he's been at it for a while, also seems resentful that he has to cover the story.
Yeah.
Standing in front of a Jersey Mike's in New Jersey, saying that, oh, there was a false statement from Yasser Lester about Jersey Mike's. Anyways, we know it's false, but here we are asking people at Jersey Mike's what they think about it. It's great.
And they got like a bunch of kids who are like, you have to be careful what you say because, like, it can hurt people, like Jersey Mike's.
You have to, yeah. Nobody really takes Jersey Mike's feelings into this into account, and like they talk about Jersey Mike's as if Jersey Mike's is a single person.
Jersey Mike's feelings are hurt,
and they also say there's just a bunch of good sound bites where they're like, Jersey Mike's gives back to the community actually quite a lot, so I don't really understand like why you would come for Jersey Mike's. And then at one point, someone says, "It's not Jersey Mike's fault that that's what his name is." Like what?
Why?
Or like they're like, "It's not the business's fault that that's what their name is." It's like, no, it is their fault that that's what their name is
entirely.
What?
The original tweet was Yasser Lester created like a statement from Jersey Mike's saying that they had changed the name of their BLT to BLM in support of Black Lives Matter, and they spelled it out as bacon, lettuce, mato, and it was just so dumb, and people were falling for it and got enough retweets that this local news station were like, we're in New Jersey, we better
let's dispatch the nearest reporter to the nearest Jersey Mike's.
Oh boy. Yeah, they seem vaguely mad at him for making the joke. Like, there's one guy who's like, Jersey Mike's.
There's definitely a lot of passive aggressive shit. Yeah.
They've always been a stand-up organization and not into gimmicks. So I don't know what this is about. And it's like, yeah, well, it's not true.
You're like, well, yeah, it's like that. The point of the story is that they didn't do it. They said that at the beginning. I'm wondering, like, how did the news company like prime them? Do the people know?
Right.
I don't know. I think it is kind of, I mean, it's ultimately another win for Yasser because he now has all these like aggrieved Jersey teens being like, why are you being mean to Jersey Mike? Like, which is a beautiful thing to come from all of this.
And you should be careful what you write on social media because it can hurt people's feelings. That is
such as Jersey Mike.
Such as Jersey Mike.
And then the broadcast closes by the reporter being like, and as Mr. Lester said in his response statement, you can always Google these things. It's incredible.
I've been Jersey Mike. Back to you, Wendy's.
Tears off his face.
Isn't Jersey Mike from Jersey Mike's a bad person? Is he the one who...
Is Jersey Mike another Papa John? I don't know who Jersey Mike is. I'm like Keke Palmer. I do not know that man. Like, no idea.
I think he's a big game hunter who is perpetually looks like he's uncomfortably tan. But I could be mistaking him for like Johnny Joe's subs, or I feel like there's another.
There's so many sub connoisseurs. There's so many shit food connoisseurs with bad politics. It's hard to keep up.
Anyways, Jamie, it's been a pleasure having you as my special guest co-host this week.
It's been a pleasure being here.
Where can people find you, follow you, all that stuff?
You can find me on the World Wide Web at Jamie Loftus Help on Twitter, at Jamie Christ Superstar on Instagram.
Hell yeah. So that's going to do it for this week. Have a great long weekend, if it's a long weekend for you. Have a great regular next few days. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other. Don't do nothing. Wash your hands. Stay inside, or stay outside, I guess. Just stay away. Don't cough on each other and wear a fucking mask. Just stay. And we'll talk to you on Monday.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.